Let him.
Okay. I'll try to be brief, but the topic I think is fundamental. And perhaps we'll talk only in very general terms. And each person has to make their own cheshbon and nefesh, exactly how to implement this. I guess that's the way it always is, but let's start. It's entitled "The Time to Awaken Has Arrived." And this struck me. I don't know. After observing some of the incredible Chazdei Hashem that I've seen recently, and in the context of also looking around and seeing a lot of the dinim, a lot of the more difficult perceived moments that we see swirling around us. We thought that the world was finished, right? Okay, Baruch Shem Tarani. You know, we were finished. We got the vaccines. This is not either pro or anti vax discussion. Just, you know, but the world is unraveling. And we've watched it unravel quite a bit, and I think we've always thought, you know, okay, when will the world stop unraveling, and when we'll go back to the good old times, and etc. The fact is that there's no return to the good old times. I'm not coming to be negative. It's just the reality. We're not going back to the good old times. We're marching forward to much better times. That march is not necessarily a march that we're familiar with. We have to accustom ourselves to it. We have to learn the steps of the dance. And you learn it only through trial and error. Sometimes you trip on your shoelaces. But we have to realize we're marching towards a new reality, a much better, and an incomparably better reality. But the pathway is not a simple one. Okay. Rambam says, here we are in Chodesh Elul. We've begun to blow the shofar. The Eidot HaMizrach have already started saying Slichos. Mitzvah Hashem will join them in another week. Rambam says in Yad Chazak, Afal Pi, this is in Hilchos Tshuva, Afal Pi Shetkiya Shofar Barosh Hashanah Gzeres HaKosuv, even though it is a mitzvah, that is a requirement to blow the shofar. Remez Yeshbo, there is nonetheless something, there is another agenda there in the mitzvah that one should keep in mind. Right, that one should keep in mind. The idea of the remez is Dalech Hakima Beramiza, as Chazal say. A word to the wise is sufficient. Dalech Hakima to one who is a Chacham, Remiza, remez. So, the Rambam is not going to tell us that every mitzvah is got much more depth to it than we necessarily realize. That way we could say that about all tired mitzvahs. But there's a remez. In other words, we have to hear the remez in Tkiya Shofar. Let's hear it. Remez Yishbo, Klomar, Uru Yusheni Mishinaschem, awaken. Those who are sleeping. V'nirdomi makitim etadeh maschem, and those who are in an almost comatose state. Yeah, right. I shouldn't say that, but we were totally, totally in a deep, 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 deep sleep. Awaken. V'chipsu v'maaseichem chasru b'tshuva v'zichru borachem. And check your actions. Return b'tshuva. Remember your Creator. Ela shochim es emes v'havle asman. We forget the emes v'havle asman in the here today and gone tomorrow events that swirl around us. We find ourselves in that maelstrom of events. V'shogin kol shnosim behevel v'rika shelo yo'il v'lo yatzia, and they invest all of their year and all of their efforts and all their time in things that are here today and gone tomorrow. Hevel, vapor, varik, and emptiness. Ashelo yo'il, that will not help. V'lo yatzil, will not save. Habitul nafshosechem, take heed of your souls. V'hativu darchechem, and improve your ways. V'alechem, right, and your actions. V'yazov kol echad mikem darko arol machshavto asher lo tova. And each person should abandon his path of action that is bad, machshavto asher lo tova, and the way that he thinks about things which is not good. Obviously, we could spend on every word here a lot of time. What exactly is he saying? But I think the picture is pretty clear to us in a general sense. Gotta wake up. The involvement in Havli Hazman doesn't just mean I'm spending my time, you know, going to the movies, right? I'm spending my time, you know, in entertainment 24/7. Havli Hazman means I'm maybe preoccupied with the doomsday reports of the newspapers, etc. Doesn't mean I'm mostly walking around with this sort of, you know, foolish smile on my face, etc. I'm going to this form of entertainment to this afternoon, and this form of entertainment to this evening, and then tomorrow, and tomorrow, and tomorrow. No, it means that I can be preoccupied in unfortunately a very down way, my mood can be very low. I'm crushed by the world. That's also a possibility of being involved by Havli Hazman. Different ways. Let's step through the looking glass. The Rambam tells us also in Hilchos Yesodei Torah, Hakel ha-nichbad v'ha-nora hazeh, mitzvah la'av ol-yiro, so sh'nem rov yo'avto es ha-shem elokecha, v'sh'nem res ha-shem elokecha tira. There's a mitzvah of love and be in awe, fear of Hashem. This is reality. This is not because Hashem gets any jollies out of this. We have to be plugged into reality. Love of Hashem, year of Hashem. Again, this is the first step to exiting our numbing attitude, which either has us being totally superficial, empty, or crushed. We have to leave that. How do we leave it, says Ram? How do you combine the two things, both av and yir, in the kochos ha-nefesh, in a person's affect? Ava speaks to spontaneity, coming close, wanting to come to know someone. Yira speaks to standing back, right, retreating. How do you combine those two things? This is the mysterium of the universe, the mystery of the universe, the mystery of creation, the mystery of existence, the mystery of our relationship to Hashem, the mystery that coming to grips with the fact that the world is not I think, therefore I am, but rather revolves around He wills, therefore I be. This is a different perception of reality. A person will go through the steps, he'll eat his cornflakes in the morning, he'll say, you know, words of kindness to his friends, his neighbors, his family, he'll go to work. He'll come home, he'll daven, he'll learn, etc. We're not talking about running off to a cave someplace. We are talking about a change in attitude. Says the Rambam, V'heich yaderech la'ahavas of yiraso. How does one arrive at both av and yira? B'shashis bonin ha'adam b'ma'asav. When a person, as it were, looks at the actions, ubruav, and the creations, aniflaim, agdolim, of the Borei Olam. The Yireh Mehen Chochmaso, he sees Hashem's wisdom, Shein La Erech, there is no, as it were, comparable. Yeah, something comparable to it. V'lo Kates, there's no end to it. Miyad Hu Oiv M'Shaveach M'Fa'er. Immediately he loves and he praises and he fires. This means being conscious, living consciously. What's going on here? One looks at the magnificence of the universe, be it the physical universe, the world of astronomy, the world of what he called the world of biology, the world of chemistry, from the macro to the micro, from the world of the cosmos to the world of subatomic particles. What's going on here? I have to know what's going on here. This itself requires a major shake-up, because, you know, what me worry? Why should I think about any of this? Why am I here? What am I doing here? What was I here for? Who made me? I must know him. At the same time, the Rambam continues and says that after a person has entered into this world of I must know the source of all of this. I look in history, I see there's a mover here. Things I don't understand, of course, also, but it's amazing. I look at the universe. I look at my body. Sama nafshi lelokim lekel chai, says David HaMelech. Kishmachashi b'dvarav eilu atzman miyad hu nirta l'achorovi fachid v'yodea shu birya k'tana. Shvela Felo Medispidas Kala Meuta Lifnim Tim Dios Deos. Immediately as the person says, I must know the source of all of this. It's so magnificent, it's so but who am I? I stand before all perfection, the Creator, and what am I? A small speck of dust. This balance between the drive of spontaneity to come to know who the source of all this, the excitement of who gave me, at the same time, and who am I? The balance, this creates the world of Ava and Yira. This is the beginning of the formation of the canvas upon which we are meant to paint our life. Again, this doesn't mean we're running off to a cave. We're going to paint our life, each person, the way that he chooses, according to the Derech of the Torah. He's going to paint the life. It's going to be an impressionistic painting, many dots put together, forming an incredible picture. But the canvas has to be there first. That's what Rambam told us in Hilchos Shofar. We need to awaken. We need to realize we've got to be on a different canvas. If I am preoccupied, right, with the mundane, with the superficial, I shouldn't say mundane, because nothing is either mundane or not mundane. It's superficial. An act can either be mundane or an act can be transcendental. But it depends on our perception of it. In what context am I doing it? So we need to awaken. We need to enter into the world of Arva and Yira. Every day in Shmona Esrei, I'm being brief. Every day in Shmona Esrei, we say bracha. The bracha of tshuva. Hashivenu avinu l'sarasecha v'kavenu malkinu v'odasecha v'chazvenu b'tshuva shleimu l'fanecha bracha to Hashem v'rotze b'tshuva. Rav Avram ben Agra tells us this bracha is different than the next bracha, which is the bracha of Slicha. Bracha of Slicha addresses, I did this wrong, please forgive me. And again, I'm not getting into the Nusach, that's a discussion in its own right. I did send you a link to the Shurim and Shmona Esrei. I discussed it at length there. This is the bracha of Tshuva. Bring me back to Torah. Bring me close to Avoda. And as Rav Avram ben Agra describes in the Bachzorin, B'Sheshua Shalim L'Fanecha, realize that I have to return together with all my brothers and sisters. Torah, Avodah, Gminas Chasadim. Again, that's a discussion. See the Shiurim on Shemoneh Esrei on the Bracha of Tshuva. We discussed there the approach of Rav Ben Agrata's Bracha. But just from what we see right in front of us, this is a Bracha of I need to screw my head back on straight. I need to get my attitude towards Torah. I need to get my attitude towards Avodah. I need to get my attitude towards Gmilas Chasadim, what that means for my brothers and sisters, my relationship with them. I need to get it straight. This is the bracha of Rabbono Shalom. Rabbono Shalom, listen, I'm in New York. I want to go to Miami. I go through the Lincoln Tunnel. I'm going to get on the Jersey Turnpike. And all of a sudden, I see the signs that say, Connecticut, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine. Hello, hello. You're going the wrong way, right? This is not just an issue of I did this thing wrong or that thing wrong or the next thing wrong or the next thing wrong. I'm going the wrong way. We say this every day in Shemoneh Esrei, three times a day. And what can I say? This is what we need to really get a grip with now. In Elul. It's restructure. Restructure. It's either very close or very far. It's all very close. But if we close our eyes and ignore it and sink more deeply into our slumber, then we space it. In this week's parasha, Ki seitzalam milchom aloyvecha v'ra'isa sus v'rechev am rav mimcha lo sirah mehem ki Hashem elokech imach hamalcha me'eretz Mitzrayim. We should go out to war. And in a lot of ways, maybe we feel we're going out to war. We're entering into a very, very... Listen, the future is always unknown. And we always know that Hashem is guiding the world. But sometimes we fall into a certain sense of complacency. Yeah, I know what it's going to be, more or less. Tomorrow creeps in this petty pace from day to day. It just continues and continues and continues. It's not that way anymore. Corona, anti-Semitism, the world's been shaken up. We've been shaken up. Perhaps you feel like going out to war. When you go out to milchama against your enemies, v'ra'isa sus v'rechev am rav mimcha, you see before you your enemies, the stallions, the tanks, rechev, chariots, mimcha, they're more than you. Do not fear them. Ki Hashem Elokecha Imach, for Hashem is with you. Hamalcha mi'eretz Mitzrayim. Says Rashi, sus v'rechev. Be'enai chashuvim kulam kisus echad. In my eyes, they are like one sus. Etc. And he brings a raya. Sus paro, one sus. Isn't that cutesy? What does it help me? What does it help me that Hashem says that they're like one sus in my eyes? How does that help me? I'm not Hashem. To me, it's frightening. To me, it's terrifying. I see all this around me. What am I going to do? I'm afraid. I'm so afraid. And you're telling me, Hashem, in my eyes, they're like one sus. That's great. But I'm not you. Why are you even bothering to tell me? Of course, I know you're the creator. I'm a mortal. I'm a speck of dust in an infinite universe. What does it help me? You're telling me your view of things. You're the creator. It's all your will. Me? Small. Smaller. Smaller. So what does Rashi tell us? Be'enai chashuvim kulam kisus echad. Okay. That's a problem. That's a big problem. Okay. Then, to continue, right? V'ha'ya b'korev chemel milchama. Oh, I should say, before that, Am Rav Mimcha, Rashi adds to the conundrum here. Be'inecha hu Rav, al be'inai eino Rav. This is what it is, a tease? This is like, nin, and a kuch kuch. You think it's a lot, I know it's only one, so there. What does that do for me? V'ay v'korev chemel milchama v'nikash ha'koyim v'diber ala am. Nushua chalchama. Comes out to address the people. One was anointed, the coin is anointed to address the people before they go out to battle. And he says to them, "V'amar aleim Shema Yisrael, atem krev meyom lemilchama." Listen, O Jews, Jewish people, you're coming close to milchama lo yivechem upon your enemies. Al yirach levavchem. Don't let your hearts become soft. Al tiru, don't fear. Al tachpesu, don't be discomforted. Al tartsu, don't be broken b'pneim in their face. Right. Ah, ta-da! Why not? Because there's only one sus in Hashem's eyes. He told him not to be afraid. Don't be afraid because it's only a sus. But I'm not you. I'm afraid. Says Rashi, Shema Yisrael. Afilu ein bachem schus el kriya shma bilvad kedai atem sheoshia eschem. Rashi begins to explain things to us a little bit. The coin, the Meshuach Chalchama, comes and addresses him. He says, Shema Yisrael, why do you use that terminology, Shema Yisrael? Tell us, even if you've only got the schus or Shema Yisrael, Hashem will be there for you. Still, why am I not afraid? Shouldn't I be afraid? After all, you know. Wait, what does it help? Okay, you'll be there for me, but why are you saying that in your eyes it's one? One person, one sus, it's nothing. Go a step further. It says Rav Naftali Rupshitz, Zera Kodesh. Right? It says in his Matzeva, Yochi Bedor Bechochmas Elokim. They didn't pass around compliments like that on Matzeva so easily then. Unique in his generation, Bechochmas Elokim. It says of Naftali, Ki Seitan Lam Lechoma Lo Yivecha Var Isa Sus Varechev Am Rav Mimcha Yish Leforesh Al Kochos Asitra Acha. We can talk about this not only as a reference to our enemies on the battlefield, our enemies who are coming to attack us from the outside, but we could talk about our enemies from within, the Sitra Acha, the Yitzhara. V'zeo sh'omor mimcha. Pasuk says, Re'isa sus rechel rav mimcha. Says, what is the mimcha? They're more than you, or they are from you. Shata barasam, and this is the crux of the issue. Why are we afraid? Why are we afraid? Because we think we're not worthy. And that's what Rav Naftali is telling us over here. When you come out to do battle with your enemies, not just your physical enemies, the outside, but there's another agenda that's being addressed over here. Your enemies, your biggest enemies, are the averas that you have committed, right? The errors, the wrong things that we have done, we have done, right? They are mimcha, they're from us. Sha'ata, says Rav Naftali, brasam al yidei avonasecha. We make bad choices. We do things that we know we should not have done, right? We create spiritual realities. We create realities that we don't know how we're going to ever extract ourselves from this morass. Lo tira mehem. Do not fear them. Not because it doesn't make any difference. Not because this is California. You're okay, I'm okay, no sweat. Don't be afraid. Because if you want to, if you want to return to a healthy canvas of life, I'll be there for you. Lemor eich ashuv al kol avonosai hamerubim. How can I possibly return from all of my averus? Well, don't we think of this? I'm not being kind, we say we. V'zeu she'omer ki Hashem Elokecha imach. Hashem is with us. In other words, this is the idea, right, of Hashem saying, in my eyes, it's only one sus. There's nothing to be afraid of. We can enter into Hashem's world. He breathed life into us. We have within us a chelek elokam imhal. Our guf itself is kadosh. Everything, our identity, our being, we can enter into a new worldview. Not the numbing, superficial worldview that fuels the world, but the worldview, of course, we're not the creator, but where we attach ourselves to the creator, we have, by doing that, we have created the new canvas of our lives. Upon this, all of our actions, our thoughts, our struggles, are in the context of the canvas, which is the way the world really is. Ki Hashem Elokech imach, ilmalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ozri. If Hashem were not there to help us, indeed we'd be lost. But when we step into His world, when we step through the looking glass, ve'etzlo yizbaruch shmo ein chiluk bein rav lema'at. Ve'zev shomra malcho mi'eretz Mitzrayim. The one who took us out of Eretz Yisrael. Shehaya hagolus dafka b'makom ervas ha'aretz. Hashem extracted us from the lowest of low. We were in Mem Tashari Tuma. That's what it's telling us. Hamalchom Eretz Mitzrayim. You think you are lost cause. You think you cannot possibly extract yourself from all of the errors and all of the malice of forethought deeds and all of the stupidity and all the bad choices. You can't extract yourself. No! It's true, it's Mimcha. But Hashem Elokech Imach. But Hashem is with you. It's true that all of this butts, all this mud, all this labrea tar pit, right, which we feel ourselves sinking into, is part of our doing. But that means nothing. Because Hashem is Imcha. And He took us out of Mitzrayim. He took us out of the lowest of the low. He's there for us. Says the Kodesh Magid, Shema Yisrael, atem kreivim l'milchoma al tiru, afilu ein bachem schus rak shatem Shema Yisrael, atem nitzolim. V'chein ye belev adam lomor la'atzmo kol zman shenishmas Yisrael bekirbi muftach ani shekabel tshuvasi. If you want, if we want, if I want, Hashem will accept our tshuva. Shema Yisrael. If I am strong, as I have the soul of Yisrael inside of me, I am muftach, I am guaranteed Hashem will accept my tshuva. He will not abandon me. We need to confront Ur Yesheni Mishinasan. Call the shofar. We started in Rosh Chodesh Elul. Awake. You're in a numbing, sleep-inducing, with your eyes open, reality. Awake. Awake. Restructure. Rebuild. Replace the old canvas with a new canvas. The canvas of Avanir for Hashem. The canvas of reality. And you say to yourselves, and we all say to ourselves, I can't do it, how can I do it? It's too much, it's too much, it's too much. Says the Rav Jisser, no. Confront reality, it's true. We've got problems. We've messed up. We feel lost. Right? Even if you say, it's Mimcha, I'm Rav Mimcha. I messed up. I got got a cockeyed view of the world, and I'm responsible for it. Don't worry about it. Hashem is imcha. He's the one who took you out of Mitzrayim. He is with you. In an instant, you can change the cloth. In an instant, you can change the canvas upon which you're painting your life. We need to hear the call of the shofar. We need to wake up. One other step that's necessary for extracting ourselves from the false reality. And that is just as we saw at Maamar Har Sinai, when the Jewish people received a new reality, received the Torah. The prologue to that was Vayichan Yisrael Neged Ahar Ki Ish Echad B'Lei V'Echad. If I can't have room in my universe for everybody else, that doesn't mean you have to, I can't say this enough times, it doesn't mean you have to want to spend 24/7 with every person. But if I can't realize that he with all his glitches, just as I with my glitches, are part of this big picture, this incredible, incredible, right, tapestry, or immense impressionistic painting, dots, 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 forming an exquisite portrait. If I can't make room for him there, even though I don't want to spend 24/7 with him, but I know he's valued, I know he's got a purpose with his issues, with his struggle with his issues, etc., he's got a purpose, then I'll never completely be able to extract myself from my egocentric universe, which was the source of my numbing reality to begin with, and to be able to enter into a God-centric universe, which is the reality of truth. We're going to say it in Mincha time, every Shabbos. Pasuk in Tehillim. Says the Tzachemes, when is an Eis Ratzon? Eis Ratzon. My tefillah to you, Hashem, in this Eis Ratzon, Lokim, even Midas Adin, is Mimutak, becomes sweetened. Rav Chazdecha. I can transform the most difficult moments into moments of chesed. Aneini ve'emes yishecha. What does it mean in Eitz Ratzon? Does Hashem change? No. There are times that we change. Shabbos at Mincha. Elul. In addition, says the Sfasem, it says in Eitz Ratzon. She was orin yin gimel mekoros harachmim. We're beginning to enter the byways, causeways, the passageways of the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachim are opening up for us. Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum V'Chanun. We'll feel it more when Srichas starts for Bnei Ashkenaz. Bnei Eidos HaMisrach are already there, already in those, right, those passageways of Rachamim. Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum V'Chanun. It's an Eis Ratzon. Says the Gemara in Brachos. That same pasuk. When is it an Eitz Ratzon? When it's Sibur is mispalin. And this is a condition to Eitz Ratzon. It's not just, oh, at this time or at this time. Right? There's a change when it's Sibur is mispalo. And says the Shem Yishmuel in the name of Avni Nezer. Higid quote Ketushasa Avi. Admor Zatzal, that's the Avni Nezer, the great postgame of all generations. So what does it mean? When Eis Ratzon, the Tzibur is mispalo, when the Tzibur is margish, it feels the tsar of everybody else. Shekol echad ve'echad meitzar betzar klal kulo v'lo mipnei tzar olavad. We're not going to forget our own personal tzaras. Think of the Tsar of the Tzibur. It's a fascinating thing. I guarantee you. Even a Shmakulim. You're coming there and you've got, unfortunately this one is what do you call it, this, God forbid, is not well, and this one's what do you call it, having a difficult time, and this one's the Parnassa, and this one's not this, not that, the next thing, I don't have to enumerate all the tsaras, God forbid, that can befall individuals. But if you think for a second, first Ribbono Shel Olam, have rachmanis on the Jewish people. So much tsar. Have rachmanis, Ribbono Shel Olam, on your holy Shechina, your divine presence, which is with us, which suffers with us. Imu anochi betzara. Imu anochi betzara. Imu anochi betzara. The Shechina, for whatever, if we don't understand it, but it is reality, the Shechina is betzar with us. If you open up that portal, you'll see your heart will open up. And even you ask for yourself, and Hashem, I need to ask for myself also as an individual. I know the tzaras of the klal are overwhelming. The tzar of the Shechina, which suffers along with all of the Jewish people suffering. I have a personal request as well. You see, your tefillah will be different. Because you've exited. You've exited, right? The egocentric universe. You've stepped through the looking glass. You're now on the other side. You've entered the world of the God-centric universe. It's a different place. It's a different view. It's a different picture. The actions might even be the same, but their tenor, their meaning, their significance is totally transformed. And just as Imo Anochi Batsaram, so we're in the seven haftarahs of Tanchumim, come after Tshishuvav and lead up to Rosh Hashanah, as I heard from Rav Moshe Shapiro Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh L'Bracha, we have to enter into Rosh Hashanah Menuchamim, to know that Hashem is with us, with a different, giving us a different view of things. He's there to comfort us. Imo Anochi Betzara, and as this week's Haftorah says, Anochi, Anochi, the same Anochi, the same Anochi of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that we heard at Maamid Har Sinai. The same Anochi that we heard that Hashem spoke to Yaakov Avinu when he entered into the world of darkness in Mitzrayim. Anochi ha'olcha gam alo. Anochi ha'redim cha Mitzrayim. Anochi ha'olcha gam alo. I will be with you. That same Anochi that spoke. It's Har Sinai Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That same Anochi that's with the Jewish people throughout all of their tzaras. As much as we understand and don't understand. Imo Anochi Batsara, that same Anochi is there to be Menachemas. I'm there, I'll be with you. I'll be with you. I'll help you paint on your new canvas. Anochi, Anochi, Menachem Chem. We should take the words to heart. And Hashem indeed will be with us. Be blessed, have siyata d'shmaya, and God willing, we will march onward to the Yom HaRayim in the right fashion.